What's happening, man? I think I hear my voice is so fucking loud. But let's get into it. Let's get into this topic. And you can hear in the background music. There's a lot of niggas playing in the background. That's a cover. I think I found it on YouTube. But yeah, let's hop into it. Let me like this word. Come on. Niggas is more. Look. Niggas be more emotional than bitches. And I'm not trying to say bitches emotional, because y'all is. But these niggas are more emotional than these bitches. It's bitches out here that got more heart than these niggas. That's why I always been hanging out with bitches instead of niggas, you feel me? But let's get into it. So, I can speak for experience, and niggas, because I'm a nigga and I'm gay, but let's hop into it. Firstly, I used to fuck with this one dude. He knew me on the inside, he was on the inside, but that was more of my fault. I'm not talking about a nigga that's younger than me. He 18 or older, but still, I know niggas is childish still to me. Like, it's like, I'm grown up too. But how you mad at me because I'm protecting your feelings? Like, how you mad? Because I want to hurt. I don't want to hurt you because I've been hurt. Let's put it like that. Niggas don't think about it like that. Niggas look at it like, oh, you playing me, or you're not ready for me, or you're not really here for me. Like, you're not loving me. You're not, like, you're just here just taking up space. Bitch, I'm not taking up nothing. But my motherfucking mind, space. I'm not taking up your space. I'm not trying to ruin your well-being. I'm not trying to defend it. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm trying to stop you from hurting my feelings. Like, I don't know how to put it. But I know that I don't want nobody to think that, oh, I was wrong. Like, I'm not wrong in this situation. Okay, the dude I'm fucking with, he's like basically just like mad because, like I said, I didn't want to hurt his feelings. I was hurt. I didn't know how to love. I didn't know how to tell somebody. I was very texting and talking to him. It seemed like the only thing he was doing was one side. It seemed like the only thing he was doing was smoke like weed. Like, it was times that I wanted to cry. Like, to the point that, damn, is I fucking with him? Do I got the right nigga? Is this the right person, wrong timing, or right time, wrong person? Like, I know y'all can speak for experience. Like, you deal with niggas in the past. So, basically, y'all already know how I am. I already mentioned different shit before in my other episodes. I'm fat, gay, and black. Three struggles, as I look at it. And how everybody else look at it. You can listen to my voice, you can hear I'm fat. Or you can look at my name and stuff. And people just like to be like, oh, you fat, bitch, I'm fat, okay, you a grasshopper stick, bitch. Bitch, you been like a motherfucking fan, ho. Your whole head big as fuck like a blaze, and your body skin like a motherfucking skit. Like, bitch, if you been like a pack of shells. Like, we can go there. But I don't want to go there. Okay, no, flag pole both asses. But basically what I'm saying is, I didn't want to hurt him. And then you always say he was gay for me. Oh, that's cute. Okay, but I know you got another bitch on the side. I know you still doing your dudes. I don't know niggas still do their dudes on the side. That shit blows me. Like, you can do what you want, but I can't do what I want. Like, how does that work, y'all? How these niggas don't know? These niggas don't know. I'm so sorry. Like, niggas really be out here just be like, doing what the fuck they want. But we can't. Now, speaking of, like, we, like, gay girl, like, gay boys and straight girls, we can't do shit. Like, we do something, it's something, like, it's bad. Or we hurt your feelings, or shut the fuck out of a man up. Don't you got a dick between your legs? What you crying for? Yeah. he hated that I posted shit on social media. Okay, you can't get mad because I wasn't on social media, because if I wanted you, you were ignoring me. There's times that I wanted you to pull up and come talk to me, and I wanted to cry your words, but where was you at? Doing shit you weren't supposed to do. Or you was with a bitch. You was with a bitch the whole time. Niggas, you with bitches, claiming single, claiming for you, but be with a bitch the whole time, so you was hurting my feelings too. Like I said, I'm protecting myself, because if I let my guard down and I let you fully in, it's going to be a whole motherfucking problem. And I wish you would break my motherfucking heart, because as soon as you break my heart, I'm breaking faces, like Gutta said, in your shit. I'm in a nigga shit like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm heartbroken. I'm sad at that. At this point, what can you do to change it? If you're not trying to change it, shut the fuck up. And they think it's cute. Like, you think it's cute to cheat on me? You think it's cute to do what you want to do? You think it's cute not to text me and call me all day? Like, there have been times like that you did it. Or, the times I be at work and I can't look at my phone all the time and people, you get salty. How do you get salty because I'm not texting you, man? How do you get salty because I'm doing other things? First of all, I just didn't want to, like, I can't explain it because I've never been in love, never had a relationship, but I know how niggas operate because I'm still a nigga at the end of the day. But I wouldn't do that to nobody else, though, but I saw nobody else to do that to me. It's hard keeping your guard up. It's hard trying to let down your walls. It's hard, very hard, because people take that for granted, and they try to run with it. But why are you trying to make me feel bad? But you ain't helping the situation. And how does that work? How are you the problem because you're not with the solution? You always, it takes two people to tango. Bitch, I'm not the only problem on this test. But like, let's be real. It's like, I'm just the most difficult question because I don't know who here for me, who you love me, who telling me the truth. I really don't know. Until I see it, until I see the emotions, until I see the feeling. I thought I had a dude that was going to be with me. I thought he was going to finally be comfortable being with me. No. Same thing over and over and over again. I deal with the same shit over and over and over again. I think a nigga for me, but he not. That's that DL shit. Now, the niggas that's out and gay, they are in relationships, or they just being hoes, making OnlyFans, selling content. It's cool to have a couple pictures on your Twitter, but for you to, if you want to be in a relationship, and if you want to be in a relationship, the OnlyFans gotta go. You talking to other people, gotta go. You trying to make sell content, you should do that. You can sell content on your OnlyFans, but you personally just doing you. Solo shit. No, you can't have a fucking content creator partner. No, I'm not selling my body out there like that. No. That's your prerogative. Not mine. I'm still going to date you and love you. But the minute you do something with somebody in a video, it's over. It's over. You think I'm going to stay with somebody that's going to cheat on me? You think I'm done? And I know people be like, oh, work through it, work through it, work through it, work through what? The only thing I'm trying to work through is just 9-to-5 shit I'm going to do. The only thing I'm trying to work on is this motherfucking graduation. It's the problem I'm trying to obtain. That's the only thing I'm trying to work on. I'm trying to work on these emotions so I can be a better person. So I can love. Like, I'm sad. I was depressed. I didn't like it. If you don't get it, y'all don't get it. If we silent, that means we got something to say. but we're scared to say it because we don't want to let everybody in. And if we let you in, you use that against us, not we. Looking at y'all like, what the fuck are we doing? You gonna throw that shit back in my face after I just told you, man. You gonna do this, you gonna do the shit that, on my face that I just told you I didn't want to go through. So then, speaking of, like, still speaking of niggas, it was this one dude. I don't give a fuck if I say his name. If you listen, I don't give a fuck. This is one dude named Zion. I was texting. Met on Jack. Jack is a gay dude for hookups and shit. You try to find love on there? It's not possible. It's possible. If it's possible, you can do it. Impossible. I think it's impossible. But, so, I gave him my number, we texted, we exchanged pictures, videos, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. Mind you, we all talked on the phone one time. One time. One time we talked on the phone, we FaceTime. Then he was supposed to call me back, never did. We was supposed to link up, never did. So, I stopped talking to him because I told him, like, I'm used to dealing with this with other dudes. I'm used to dudes not liking me for me, but he said he liked my body. He said I was real sexy, love my thick ass, and then so. But your actions don't, like, your actions don't show that. You telling me, I asked you one time when you coming to see me. That's the time you said out your own mouth, on your own fingers, you texted. That you would go come see me, that you wanted to come see me, that you get off at a certain time, blah, 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 blah. If you really like me, why you gonna make that effort? If you really like somebody, make that effort. Make them feel comfortable. Make them feel special. You niggas just out here parading, wearing the same motherfucking drawers, wearing your partner's drawers, up here, wearing the same dirty DGS t-shirt that you ain't want to run the fucking wash. For days straight, and days in, and days out. Like, y'all think that shit cute. Y'all gonna wash out the sink, air dry it, and you think that shit, or that shit the next day. Like, bitch, we think that. At least put it in a washing machine, at least it'll be fully washed. Half-ass, dirty-ass, dingy-ass shirt. But, I honestly couldn't say, what we want through the niggas' mind. Some niggas just want head. Some niggas just want to fuck. Some niggas just want your money. Some niggas just want to play with you mentally. Some niggas just want you there just to have you there. Some niggas just... Some niggas. And I don't understand it. What was the point? What is the reason of you doing this for the job? You could have just left me alone. Really, like, left me a fuck alone. I could have just been all bad by myself. Now you got me catching feelings. Now you got me mad. Now you got me going crazy. Now you want me to... Now you got me going insecure. Now you got me... I'm just fucked up. Like, I'm insecure and everything about it. I love myself personally. I always used to love myself growing up. But until I got to high school, and then I came out and, like, the world is cruel. I don't know if your friends telling you the truth some of the times, saying that you're not ugly when other people call you ugly because they ain't your friend. And bitch, you really was a friend, man. You died already. Say the real shit, like, if I'm ugly for real. Like, I mean, let me know. Your parents are always gonna say you're cute because they your kids. Because they're your parents and you the kid. Like, they always gonna say, I know you're not ugly. I ain't got no ugly kids. But then now you feel ugly. You feel obese. You feel out of place. But I'm here to say, I feel like that too. I still feel like it. I'm still better with depression and stuff about my looks. But bitch, go get a haircut. Go get your hair done. Go get groomed up real nice. Then you'll be good. Then you'll be looking good. I swear. You look rough now, but when everything, when the under the dark comes to light, believe it. I know you hurt. I know these niggas hurt you. Listen, baby girl, baby boys. Listen. I'm going to sign off soon. But I'm going to try to take this message wrong. I'm going to try to hear me. I want to let y'all know that you are loved. If you don't feel like you're beautiful, bitch, go in the mirror. Fix yourself up. Do your hair. Shave. Do whatever. Line yourself up. Make yourself look presentable. Then go take some pictures. Embrace your beauty. Embrace your skin. Embrace everything that you live in. If you fat and fluffy, bitch, be that fat and fluffy. If you built like a motherfucking roller coaster, be built like that best roller coaster. Be the top roller coaster there is. Because somebody gonna love you. Even though it's not now, you don't know when. But somebody gonna love you. I'm always told that, so I'm gonna tell it to y'all. If they got faith in me in relationship and love, I got faith in y'all. It's just take that one. So, always remember, lay yourself, drink water, smoke some weed.